Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I just put this out here right now. I am suffering from a sore throat. I don't know if I'm going to die coughing. It won't be the first time I've had to do that on air. But I've told you that the elections are way too important. And so if you hear a little bit of a lozenge moving around in my mouth or what have you, forgive me. It's just that I cannot not get this show out today. So let me give you the obligatory sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org. We are also sponsored by 1798part2.org as well as republicreview.org. This is the only show on air other than the local focus that we take. This is the only show on air that actually provides the Republic, those who are concerned about saving our constitutional republic, the process of what we need to do this. So if you cannot listen to this entire show today, this show will be rebroadcasted on Thursday at 5 p.m. It'll also be rebroadcasted on Saturday at 11 and Sunday at 9. And so with that, let me kind of jump forward and do the old explanation. As you already know, most of you, I know we've been growing in listenership for probably the past year or so since we're literally the only independent, and I mean that because I'm not looking for office. I'm not looking to be any type of public servant. I believe the best service and leadership I can provide is staying out of office. And so, as you know, this is an educational show. And so many parts of these shows refer to possibly previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with the content on this show, you need to listen to my podcast on Reclaiming the Republic so that you can garner what Republic Review is and how we can get there by Reclaiming the Republic. Don't forget, again, that these are on reclaimingtherepublic.org. That way you can stay informed. And these will be on the KSBN podcast link. So when you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, right there on the right, KSBN podcast. I also have the Red State Talk Radio podcast, but those are my national daily shows. So anyway, if you want to get more on the local issues, go to the KSBN podcast. Again, today, just like the past few weeks, my focus is very specific on the election. And so I think it's important that I provide you up-to-date information, and I have more information today that will probably blow your socks off. So if you've got your foot on the accelerator, you may have an instant surge when those socks come off. Getting to the Republican Coffee Club, though, let me talk about local announcements. Last week, there was literally a discussion. It was kind of an open discussion with Rob Chase on the Republican Coffee Club regarding whether there's going to be a blue wave or a red wave. If you missed it, yeah, it was unfortunate because I thought that was kind of an insightful discussion that Rob was willing to put out there, because he's a part of the red wave. The person he's running against is a part of the blue wave. This week, even though they say they're Republicans and they're backed by Republicans, be very, very cautious of wolves in sheep's clothing. This week, Bob Lunhart, and I think I've got that right, is going to talk about the 1972 Sunshine Mine Fire. And I think, if you want some history and a little bit of local history, there you go. This meeting goes every Friday from 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli. And I think it goes to about 8:30. Usually people wrap up and get out of there by 8:30. And it's right there on the corner of Sherman and 2nd. Yeah, that's right. And the admission is $5 if you want to attend. And I guess that's one way to keep just anybody from walking in, right? Anyway, I still don't have the news on Northwest Grassroots Movie Night, so hopefully I'll have something for you by next week, right after the election, and be able to give you the good news that we've got really good candidates in because you were really effective in helping get people out to vote. If you've already voted, then great. If you haven't voted, then pay very particular attention to the issues that I'm going to talk about today. I'm definitely going to challenge the paradigm, especially shame on the Republicans, the official Republican Party of the state, because many of the counties that I've seen, and possibly even the state party, is supporting democracy and actually wants to turn away and turn its back on a Republican form of government. Shame on them. I talked about this last week, and I think I know I talked about it last week, and I brought it up the week before. But anyway, I'm going to get into it again today, and I believe it's Measure 1631. So if you have not done so with the Northwest Grassroots Movie Night, if you go to Northwest Grassroots on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to their channel so you will get infoed on whenever they post new content and information. I will do a little groveling since I have a little time, and I'll do it real quick. If you are willing to help and support, it's not about money for me. If you've got the time and a computer and a phone, just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will show you how easy it is to do research and how you can start getting involved in helping organize your local county, your community, with Reclaiming the Republic and getting good constitutional people active. That's all it takes. And I believe most people in this area love the Constitution, and they do not want to see our liberties ripped away from us. And we're at that precipice, folks. I've been talking about this, and actually I'm going to talk about it in more detail today. Let me also give you the GoFundMe information. If you go to GoFundMe.com and you just type in or search Reclaiming the Republic, then you can actually donate to the cause of what we're doing. Now, those donations don't go to anything local. Those donations will be going to supporting the travel for myself and other people to go and capture important information. There's no way we can do this multiple times, and we can't be in multiple places at the same time. So it's a lot easier for me to kind of capture my presentation. And if you have not seen my presentation from last year regarding the irrefutable argument for Republic Review, you need to go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, go to the Take Action page, just down a little bit lower, you will find the link to the YouTube video. Go there, and you can watch that presentation, and some upcoming presentations will be there as well, so that way you can start understanding what we need to do. Next week, I hope to have Aileen Lindstrom come back so we can talk about the turnout, we can talk about the outcomes, and we can talk about the future for elections for Spokane. Anyway, as you know, I'm not planning on maintaining this show any longer after November because I'm just literally sticking this out for the election purposes. And so I'm still vacillating, but it would really, I need to get some type of sponsorship because I don't want to subsidize this all the way through. So anyway, let me kind of give you a little highlight of some hypocrisy that I got just today from Avista in my email. And they're complaining, or actually they're pointing out about, let me see here, what is that? Yes, 1631. I'm sorry. So 1631 is not the Republican form or the democracy issue. So I'll clarify myself. 1631 is the carbon tax issue. And so Avista has come right out and pointed out that if you actually pass this, they're going to show you how much money this is going to affect you over the course of time. I think they're definitely padding because they're only saying that if your rates go up by 17.5%, they say that's only going to cost you an annual of $182. I am telling you that that is a bunch of crock. there's no way that your rates will only go up on an annual level. That is only if you're consuming the most minuscule amount in the local area. In other words, if you live in an apartment building where you're, you know, sharing the kind of heat with the structure and everything else, and you're probably running at the best efficiency possible. But anybody that is running where your average electrical bill on a monthly basis is somewhere between $150 and $200, and it goes up 17.5%, it is going to kill you economically. Just be very clear on this. It will kill you. These issues of trying to create carbon taxes are punitive taxes, and literally this money is going out for socialism and subsidizing socialism around the world. That's all these taxes do. That's all this is going to do, is subsidize socialism. We've been doing it for years, and they say, hey, why not just get right out there and tell people that we're going to start creating taxes on how we burn energy, because this money, carbon taxes, goes to those countries that are literally living in squalor because Trump had an expletive name for them, but they're countries that are literally living in squalor, and they're going to get the benefit of that. Oh, but by the way, China is not going to participate. They don't participate, and by far, they are the worst contributors to pollution and so forth, and no way are they going to contribute. So when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, or more about Avista later, because I want to harp on that Rob Chase not taking their money. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I want to be clear. I there's a lot of things I want to get into, but one of the things I really think is important is that I derive more content or more information, what little time I have left here, in getting you to understand, because I've been telling you that these subjugationists, these people that are willing to compromise their integrity, their character, and all of those things, it doesn't really matter because the end justifies the means. They're hardwired. They have no remorse. They have no empathy or sympathy towards the human condition and the plight. They just care about obtaining control of you, the political environment, and our government, and so forth. That is the communist movement. That is the subjugation movement. And in looking at my scale of liberty that I used in my book, on the far extreme side in these ideological, in the civil war of ideologies, this literally is a civil war. That's how you define this, when one side is trying to take control of the other. We have been granted free agency. We have been granted liberty, and the fundamental documents of the Declaration of Independence clearly states that we've been endowed by our Creator those three fundamental rights, and actually all sorts of inalienable rights, which include liberty as well as life, as well as the pursuit of happiness, maybe not in that order. But the point is that the subjugationists are working, they're working hard. The communists, those who are on the right side, the opposite side of this ideology, they're working hard to get you, to compel you into following what they want you to do. Now, when you see all these violent acts going on, like attacking the synagogue because of anti-Semitism, or attacking blacks, attacking whites, it doesn't matter. Anybody that is using force is not a person that is wired on the extreme ideology of liberty. Anybody that is wired on the extreme ideology of liberty believes that you need to get educated and make the decisions for yourself. That is it. And so if you violate society laws, then you will be held accountable by the law, because they believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in compulsion and tyranny. And the subjugationists, those who are on the far side, and if you look, every step you start taking, you believe that you need to take away liberty from others so that you can obtain your outcome that you want, whether that be white supremacy, whether that be black supremacy, whether that be Islam, whether that be communism, it doesn't matter. All of those are ideologies of subjugation. And so, if you understand that these people are hardwired, I want to give you an insight on a letter that I actually extrapolated from a speech book. And so I've got enough time. I want to do this now. This is from Billy Graham. And this, he basically talks about this letter that he received from a Presbyterian minister in Montreal, where he lives. And basically, this is what this letter said. And give you a little more backstory. This guy was a student at an Eastern university. He went to Mexico, where in the process and time discovering the true dedication of communist workers, he himself became a communist. And so shortly after he became a communist, he had the epiphany that he needed to write his fiance, breaking off their engagement. And this is what he said, or sent to his fiance. And I want you to understand how this guy instantly got rewired in believing in this religion of subjugation, that mankind must be subjugated. You have to be compelled, because you won't do this on your own. They believe in force and using everything necessary to get you there. Like I said, the end justifies the means. We communists, and this is him in this letter, we communists have a high casualty rate. We're the ones who get shot and hanged and lynched and tarred and feathered and jailed and slandered. We live in virtual poverty. We turn back to the party every penny we make above what is absolutely necessary to keep us alive. We communists don't have time or the money for any movies or concerts or T-bone steaks or decent homes and new cars. We've been described as fanatics. We are fanatics. Our lives are dominated by one great overshadowing factor, the struggle for world communism. We subordinate our petty personal selves into a great movement of humanity, and if our personal lives seem hard, our egos appear to suffer through the subordination to the party, then we are adequately compensated by the thought that each of us in his small way is contributing to something new and true and better for mankind. there is one thing that I am dead earnest, and that is communist cause. It is my life, my business, my religion, my hobby, my sweetheart, my wife, my mistress, my bread and meat. I work at it the day in the daytime and dream of it at night. It holds on me, grows, not lessens, as time goes on. Apparently he didn't do a little bit of editing. But therefore, I cannot carry on a friendship, a love affair, or even a conversation without relating to this force which both drives and guides my life. I evaluate people, books, ideas, and action according to how they affect the communist cause. And by their attitude toward it, I've already been jailed because of my ideas, and if necessary, I'm ready to go there before a firing squad. That is how these people are wired. They do not care. They don't care about laws. They are willing to do anything and everything. If you do not understand what's been happening to our society, we have lost our morals. We have lost our moral compass, and our education system, which has been training us and teaching us and indoctrinating us for well over 130 years, or about 120, actually, we've been indoctrinated into the concepts of collectivism. It has been a gradual step and gradual movement. But if you remember my interview with G. Edward Griffin, he stated that when he graduated from high school, late 40s or early 50s, he too acknowledged the fact that he was being trained into collectivism. He didn't realize that there was any other way until he started reading, I'll just call it propaganda, that was the beginning of the onset of the anti-communist movement here in America, that basically was identified by Joe McCarthy. And by the way, Joe McCarthy was clearly vindicated that we were completely overcome. And if you are familiar with an NSA program called the Venona Project, check it out. Go read those cables, read that program. It was shut down for a period of time by FDR and was started back up after FDR died. And I'm telling you that if you look at that, they actually came very close to identifying every communist KGB operative that was in leadership positions throughout the United States. And when they unclassified this, when Clinton unclassified this, it literally got backstory news. And if you read through this, you will literally go, you know what? Everything I learned about Joe McCarthy was a lie and propaganda. He was spot on. Look at Hollywood today. Hollywood, just basically like a peacock, they are very proud of their communist feathers and their origins. So with that, I just wanted to share this one letter with you, and I truly believe that this actually is a support in my indictment that these people are literally wired hard into doing whatever is necessary, where you and I, we believe that, you know what, okay, that person's going to go harm themselves. Hopefully they don't harm other people, but, you know, we can't force them into behaving. That's just wrong. It's just like thinking that you can go and save somebody by grabbing them, throwing them in the water, and baptizing them. That is wrong. Christ clearly stated that we have to make our decisions for ourselves. When we give to charity, we have to consciously give to charity for ourselves. And so that is the fundamental principles of liberty, that anybody and everybody, they have to learn and choose for themselves how to live their lives, period. And so as we start and we continue to see these things and you continue to witness these things, and if you're not hearing me, please remember these words, that these people are hardwired. You have to understand they cannot think like you. And so quit giving them the benefit when somebody comes along that is a Democrat or a communist, whatever label you want to put on them, they're subjugationists. And when they tell you that we'll just have to agree to disagree, just remember that is code for telling you that they don't have the ability to destroy your argument and try to compel you into subjugating yourself to their ideology, their plan, and so forth. I am telling you that they are fully engaged in warfare tactics in every aspect of their lives, and you can see this. And the great thing is we're subsidizing this by giving away welfare to these people that literally don't care about ever working. All they care about is moving this cause forward. They keep on recognizing all of these people, and somehow the great leaders get all sorts of grants and they become professors in universities. Look at Bill Ayers. Look at some of these communists that are literally professors in some prestigious universities, and they're hardcore communists. Well, I'm at a hard break. But when I come back, I'm going to get back into the election and we're going to kind of put this beside us. But I want you to remember that they're hardwired and they cannot think like you. But we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Okay, so I am back, and I've got one saved round on my comments before, and the one saved round that I have is literally the fact that, yes, Christianity has been abducted by subjugationists throughout the history of mankind. It's not the only religion and or organization that has, you know, been infiltrated, but if you want to understand how that happens, or how to recognize when Christianity has gone astray, is when you find that it is literally abandoned liberty, the concept of individual freedom, individual liberty, individual sovereignty, your ability to be the ultimate say in whether you do something or not. And when you find any organization, whether it be Christian or not, that starts espousing these ideas of using force, espousing the concept of literally compelling people to do things like welfare. Anybody that tells you that welfare is a Christian form of governance, with, you know, taking from you and giving to those who have not, that is a big lie. Because Christianity, you cannot get credit for being a giving person by the hands and by the gunpoint of government.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way. You have to willingly give of yourself. You have to willingly go into the water. You have to willingly do what you need to do in living the commandments and obeying and following those things on your own. And at any point in time, you can walk away. At any point in time, you have that free agency to do so. And that is how liberty is ensconced within the concept of Christianity. You have to be free to choose. And any form or organization, government, or anything that all of a sudden starts taking away a little bit here, a little bit there, you're on the path to subjugation. We have been on the path and we are ensconced in subjugation and enslavement. We are very close to losing all of our liberties. And I hope the way that I've been portraying this helps you understand that. I want to also tell you that I had a very, very interesting conversation with with John Burberry, and one of the interesting points that came out, and I actually interviewed him this week on my radio show for the Red State Talk Radio, was that old story of Matthew Shepard. Do you remember that, Matthew Shepard? Well, apparently, if you remember, he was just finally put to rest a week ago or whatever, 20 years later. But the interesting story is the backstory you've never heard that doesn't come out of Wyoming, because the mainstream media will not allow that to gain legs. There was a book written that actually this guy, who is a self-prescribed homosexual, did the research and proved that his death, Matthew Shepard's death, had nothing to do with the fact that he was a homosexual. It had everything to do with the fact that he was a meth crack dealer, and that he had a deal that went bad, and so he ended up either failed to pay these people, or he ended up trying to lean on people. I don't know how, you have to read the book, but this guy goes through the details. There was nothing about his sexual orientation involved in his death. But they don't want you to believe that. They want you to believe that people of liberty are hardwired to kill evil people. That is not true. What we need to do is we need to educate them, and we need to use the principles of liberty in doing so. So anyway, I thought that I would share. That's one of the things that I've had on my show this week and over the past week. I actually read parts of the Democratic platform. And by doing that, I was able to, prove and or show, because I got more time, an hour a day is pretty nice, but I was able to provide the evidence that the Democratic platform is the platform of communism, period. They promise you everything. And as Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and the framers, almost all of them asserted that any government that can promise you everything is a government that can take everything from you. When they have that level of power to give, they have this equal power to take. So let me also go on with the fact that if you want to get into the key races, I won't be able to get into all of the key races, but I will be able to get into the measures. And the measures that I am looking for is items of taxation. So it's 1634. It wasn't 1631. 1634 is basically banning your representation, who you vote for, who you put into office in a Republican form of government, for them to do what's necessary for them to keep government functioning. You're basically tying their hands so that they have to get your approval on any time they want to raise taxes. To me, that is a direct path in taking us towards democracy. Okay? I mean, there's no other way to cut that. That is literally requiring a democratic form of government instead of a Republican form of government. If you don't like what your representatives are doing, you vote them out. That is the process of term limits. You vote them out.
So I also wanted to get into a very particular race, and I think it's really important that I take the time to talk a little bit about this new disclosure on Rob Chase and his opponent, actually the disclosures on Mary Cooney and Al French. Mary Cooney and Al French have colluded, and as a matter of fact, the breaking story came out when they worked together January 8th and 9th in this year, prior to the election. And this shows you how emboldened these people are. They think that they can get away with it because they're all in cahoots. If you look at who is backing who in this county, you'll find that there's a direct relationship to that. And they go, well, we don't care if you're going to, you know, break the rules because we all do it. And so here is corruption at the county commissioner level where Al French and Mary Cooney failed to follow the process, and they literally threw the clerk under the under the bus in addressing her and having her basically kind of, if you listen to the audio tape, you can tell that she was caught off guard and then had to lie to basically, you know, not call them out and make them look bad. It was almost like just a textbook of collusion and, you know, and how these dark forces are working. Bottom line, this needs to be investigated, because what ended up happening was they're supposed to put out when they're interviewing people for positions, they're supposed to advertise that for a couple of weeks, and all the different candidates are supposed to apply for that. And then, you know, they sign off, they interview, and they basically say, okay, well, this position was a board of equalization position. And instead of putting in a sign-up sheet or sign-on sheet or whatever for 2 weeks where Josh Kearns would have been able to see it and sign it, he actually brought it up in a proceeding to say, hey, I didn't see this sign-up sheet. Did anybody see this? Why are we appointing Leonard Christian to this position when we haven't even done the process yet? And Al French and Mary Cooney covered it up, and they basically railroaded Leonard Christian into that position by violating their law, their ordinance, and their process of how they're supposed to do it. Anybody and everybody that would want to have applied for that position was just screwed by these corrupt county commissioners because they didn't broadcast it, they didn't advertise it, and they just basically put him in. Is that the kind of thing that a county commissioner or a good Republican would do? I guess not. And so if you ask me, this needs to be investigated by an outside impartial investigation team. And I would even say outside the state. We may need to go to Idaho to bring an investigation team in to basically find out, you know, what, how, why, and everything else. And then if this is literally a punishable crime, then Al French and Mary Cooney should stand trial. If it's not, then they should at least be shamed. And as far as I'm concerned, there needs to be pressure in calling for them to resign. And the fact is, they're still running for election. They're trying to get reelected to maintain their cronyism, to be able to get those who they want to see that they can control on the boards and within government, creating their own bureaucracy so that we can have a deeper state in the county of Spokane. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great? You got the deep state in DC and you have a deep state right here. And who's controlling all of it? Well, I'll let you figure that out. I don't know who has all the money in town, but I do know that somebody's controlling it because it's all about that. And so this latest fiasco is literally, to me, just another indictment on why we need to start getting these people out of office and why Rob Chase is literally the hands-down guy. I don't know if you remember, but go listen to my podcast when I interviewed Rob. He is beyond reproach. He didn't even want to say anything negative. He didn't want to point out that they're not fighting to protect you. And as a matter of fact, they are being backed by Avista because they want to sell you
to help subsidize failed socialism in Canada to Hydro One in allowing that Avista deal to move forward. If Rob Chase is out of the county government seat, then they believe that they may not be able to push and pursue coordinate that Rob Chase is literally suing them over, and he was just back in Olympia over this. So this is really big, folks. If you want a good public servant, you need to get out and vote for Rob Chase. And you need to tell everybody you know that they need to vote for Rob Chase. It is that important. And if you have any integrity, if you want to see integrity in government, you got to get these other folks out. And so I would actually, and I'll get back to it when we come back from the break, but I would literally vote out the incumbents in this race, period. And so we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, so I am back, and I just want you to know that we're really, really focused on trying to make sure that we identify, at least I am, and I know that there are other really good patriots out there that are trying to identify those who are actually undermining what you believe you'd expect out of your government. And so it's really important, and I truly believe that that's why that one initiative, 1634, don't vote for that. Vote against it, because it literally undermines our Republican form of government. And shame on the Republicans. Any Republican, such as the counties that all are pushing, you know, vote for this, vote for this. Apparently, they don't understand Republicanism, and that is a crying shame. Anyway, moving off of this Cooney, Al French thing, and moving on to that fact that Avista had spent $200,000 in supporting both of their campaigns, and that's why you're seeing those ads. I hope every time you see those ads between now and the election, you think of the corruption that Avista is paying for. Because when people have deep pockets, they can buy the best government to mandate the outcomes that you don't want. And that's how we get there. I don't know about you, but I myself really don't care for, and I don't like bullies. Do you like bullies? Who likes bullies in America? As a matter of fact, it seems like we tend to go to war when other nations are facing bullies, because America doesn't like bullies. And as a matter of fact, this whole thing about this collusion and some of this other crap that's been going on, supposedly by, you know, good people, well, it makes me think, you know, again, and again, I just want to say I don't have anything against the sheriff, but I gotta go back around on this because I've talked about this, I've interviewed people, and I'm just scratching my head on going, why is the top cop in the county being a bully to people? Why is it that he's constantly having to defend himself against critics? And as a matter of fact, he shouldn't be. Yeah, you're going to have critics. So what? Shut up. You're going to have critics regardless of whether you do this or you do that. It doesn't matter. I've been in lots of counties as a Marine, traveling around the country and traveling around the world, and you never see top cops out there beating their chest on when, you know, their opponents in the party, you know, meet their demise and so forth. What you have is political operatives and political agendas. What you have is a lack of leadership. You have a job. You have a very specific scope in that job. Do your job. And, you know, when people criticize, then you have a PR person that basically explains how you've made your decisions, and that's it. It's that simple. That's why they have PR people to do that instead of having the top cop go out there and actually have to intimidate or go after their critics themselves, whether that be social media or whether that be on the steps of City Hall or what have you. I don't like bullies. And so what really ends up happening, and I want to put this under the microscope just for a quick second. If you understand what somebody is doing when they're out there going after their critics, what they're doing is they're using their job, and in this particular case, they're using their badge as a factor of intimidation. And that's just a crying shame. As a matter of fact, in some respects, it's against the law. How is that not harassment? When you have a position of power, whether you be a CEO and you're, you know, going after somebody, trying to get them, coercing them to stop criticizing you, that's harassment. And if you ask me, this is where the Me Too movement should maybe expand beyond gender. And instead of going with allegations, I believe that, you know, I truly believe in that Deuteronomy verse that I've quoted before. If you don't know it, I'll have to pull it up again. I think it's Deuteronomy 19, where it basically says you go after those people who are using allegations to destroy other people and make them serve the time of the allegation that they were trying to bring forward without evidence and with no proof. Let the judges ensure that it is truly investigated, and then those people who are found guilty of bringing up false allegations or bearing false witness, make them serve the time. You want to get rid of allegations? Do that. And, oh, well, you can't do that because that's biblical. And we're a godless nation, remember? Anyway, we need to start calling out those who are exerting their positions for gain. And so I started thinking more about this, and this is why I'm coming back around. If you remember my conversation with Mike Munch, you remember my conversation with everybody except for Caleb Collier. I couldn't get Caleb Collier to come in, and that's just because he has been under fire or what have you for all sorts of different things. I don't know what that is. But I will probably just paraphrase, because everybody that has come in from Ed Pace, Munch, and so forth, they've all basically assessed the exact same thing. Why was it that the sheriff actually promoted the Democrat communists, people who believed in the progressive agenda and taking away property rights and expanding government mandates, government compulsion, government controls, and so forth? Why was it that he supported those folks? And why is it that the Republican Party, because I asked this question, if you have a standard that you do not support somebody who supported the other party, then you need to hold your ground and say, sorry, you supported these Democrats, we cannot support you. But the real question and the real thing that comes back around that is just gnawing at me is why is it that the sheriff injected himself into Spokane County? Well, gosh, folks, he has a huge contract with them. He provides a lot of law enforcement out there.
And if he felt like that contract was under scrutiny and possibly lost, his force, his budget would go down significantly. And if you understand budgets, when all of a sudden you take a big cut in your budget, that means that you don't have money to possibly, play around with. Now, this is an allegation. I'm not even floating it out there as an allegation. I'm just saying that there is a likelihood that when somebody has a reduction in their pay, or I should say a reduction in their budget for their organization, they have less of a chance of being able to utilize or take stipends off of that for, advancing this or that, maybe things that they shouldn't be doing. And that does tend to happen. And I know this, and there's a common saying that I've heard before, that whenever anybody is given a position of authority, they tend to instantly begin practicing unrighteous dominion. Now, we've seen this with French. We've seen this with Cooney. I don't know this, but I don't understand why the sheriff, I don't understand why he's bullying people, why he is supporting Democrats last year. I don't know about this year. I've got so fed up. I just don't even want to even follow or engage in any of that. Fact of the matter is we have empirical data. And so as far as I am concerned, this is where I go. Vote against these incumbents. Vote against the county incumbents that you believe are possibly entrenched in these things. And I just hate to see this whole county go, and as a matter of fact, if you've got a Republican like the Chase Cooney thing, that's a hands down thing. You vote for Chase. Hands down. Okay. But when we look at these other issues and so forth, I'm going, you need to start sending a message. Okay, so right now there's nobody running against Ozzy. But if dumpozzy.com actually wins and you know he's dead, then it causes a new problem. And so I honestly believe that we as Americans have to start forcing these important conversations and getting them out into the open so people can actually start saying things that need to be said. My final comment to the county of Spokane is that the county of Spokane needs to pass an ordinance to stop all social media use by county officials. Get these guys out of the public fray so that the critics can do what they can do, and you have a public relations person that engages if it is necessary. Let these people say what they will about whoever, because in America, we believe in free speech. We do not believe in bullying and intimidation and going after people. I don't care. You have to start backing off, period. I truly believe that we have to do our job, and we can't go around and fight the freedom of speech and fight people over their opinions and what have you. If there is libeling being done, then you follow the process of libel. That is it, period. Let's start following and start leading by example instead of being out there and poking fingers in everybody's face, because I even see that with others. And so I don't even have time. I realize I'm running out of time. I wanted to go through the rest of these issues. Folks, it is time we actually start putting principles and putting our Constitution over our party, putting our Constitution over our loyalty towards names and people that we think, well, they're good guys. They may be good guys, but maybe it's time for a change. And, I'm not a fan of term limits, but I truly believe that when you've allowed somebody and people to maintain a position to where they start pulling these things like Cooney and French, then you've got to vote them out. And that what that means is you're going to have a Democrat. But if you have Chase, Kearns, and a Democrat, then the next time around you can replace that Democrat if they are not doing the representative work that they should be doing and doing due diligence in their position and upholding the processes, policies, and procedures that they're supposed to uphold, period. Anyway, I am out of here. I will be back next Wednesday with hopefully a lot of good news, but we will see. Only time will tell. God bless. I'll be back next week.